Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
Well, on Friday, when I was wrapping up this show, I asked, will we get to the point, because I've been documenting this on the show for months, how when in Portland, how they have to keep a sniper on the roof to keep Antifa and the Black Bloc Democrat thugs from killing ICE agents, beating, hurting, and killing ICE agents. This has been going on for 3 months, and I've also documented, I'm not going to play you the audio again because you're probably sick and tired of it. Hey, nah, what the heck, I probably will before the show's over. From Fox News weeks ago about this poor woman who's got a lawsuit on behalf of her homeowners association because there's an apartment across the street from the ICE facility, and the Antifa thugs blare air sirens all night long to torture the ICE agents. It's a violation of the noise ordinance there. But when you call the police, they will not come. This has been going on for months, okay? She's actually got a lawsuit against the city. And again, her name is the one on it, but it's the Homeowners Association doing it. They can't sleep in their apartments. So we have a situation. This is what it comes down to. We have a situation where two-tier justice has hit the street, and there is no higher power on that street than Antifa and the violent Democrat Black Bloc thugs who are allowed to terrorize ICE agents and ICE facilities. This is why Trump has to send in the troops. He has no choice. He's not being mean to protesters. He's not trying to establish a dictatorship. He's trying to take back federal property. It's that simple. It's not hard to understand. Democrats know this. Oh, so I end the show on Friday going, you know, how long before we get to the point where someone tries to hurt or kill an ICE agent or actually does it, shooting them, beatings, crowd overwhelming them and surrounding their cars. And when they call the police for backup, no one comes. And I even ask, will we get to a point in these Democrat cities where you have a hurt, injured, or God forbid, dead ICE agent and 911 is called and no one comes? And I was thinking, Lee, in terms of months for us to get there on Friday. And I said, this is where we're going. And I asked, where is the limit? At what point, if the ICE agent is dead, severely injured, needs to go to the hospital, will they come then in these Democrat cities, or will the police hold them back? Because we've known what's been going on for months here. I knew this would be a huge story. It's why I've been playing it over and over and over. Some of you are probably sick of it. Oh, golly, I've done so many Battleground podcasts on it. I said, are we going to get there? I didn't think we'd hit there this weekend. But we got it. We got the receipts. New York Post covering this as Chicago police and Democrat officials lie. No. When ICE agents were surrounded by violent Democrat thugs, no, we didn't hold back the police. We didn't tell them they couldn't respond. Yes, they did. Somebody leaked from inside the dispatch center, and I posted it this weekend, the orders not to respond, okay? At the time, the ICE agents are calling 911 for backup. They are completely surrounded by cars that have rammed them. One of these thugs, a woman who before has called for the doxing, the murder of, has doxed and called for the murder of ICE agents, she puts a thing out there, hey, here's where they are. They get surrounded by these thugs. Their cars are rammed. She pulls out a gun. They have to shoot her. As they're trying to secure the scene, crowd begins to emerge. In another incident, right outside the scene, more thugs surround a separate ICE vehicle, Lee, because that ICE vehicle was responding to help because the Democrat-run police will not. That ICE vehicle gets surrounded by the Black Bloc thugs. They're terrified. They call the police to secure the whole scene because now they've tried to respond. ICE has tried to respond to help their fellow agents. They can't. They're in mortal danger. Here's the order from inside the dispatch center, which some patriot in there leaked, some normal person. So this is ridiculous. Please, chief of patrol, no units will respond to this. As related from CS caller one. And they describe the situation, approximately 30 Border Patrol agents, and then they put in quotations ICE, who are being surrounded by a large crowd of people requesting Chicago Police Department. No response. This is bloodlust, okay? This is, let's give the crowd some time to hurt or kill them. This is where the Democrats are, Lee. Mm-hmm. And they didn't intend for this to get out, okay? Somebody, again, leaked this from the dispatch center. New York, well, Bill Malusian with Fox News got over the weekend, and then I think it was all over X, and New York Post has now verified that they did this. This is a horror show. This is Democrats colluding deliberately to kill, harm, maim, or allow their street shock troops enough time to kill, harm, and maim these officers.
Federal officers, employees. Yes. In other words, an insurrection.
ICE. Yes, this is a classic insurrection. And I really thought it would take us a couple more months to get here. I knew we'd get here. And so I talked about it on Friday with the Democrats actively working with their street troops to hurt, beat, kill, harm ICE agents. I just didn't think we'd get there as fast as this weekend. Headline, Chicago police ordered to ignore border agents' plea for help while surrounded by angry mob of protesters. This is New York Post. Chicago police officers en route to help federal agents who were being surrounded and menaced by an angry mob of ICE protesters were seemingly ordered by, no, they weren't seemingly, it's an actual order, by the chief of patrol to stand down and not provide assistance, stunning dispatch audio and internal messages reveal. The group of agents was conducting a routine patrol in the city's south side on Saturday when they were attacked and rammed by vehicles and boxed in by 10 cars. And again, we now know there were two of these attacks, not one. The agents were on patrol about 15 miles from the anti-ICE protest that had been simmering for several days outside the ICE processing center. Okay, how did I know this was coming? And I think our side's done a really poor job of explaining this. We need somebody other than Trump administration officials explaining this. We need Congress members explaining this. Maybe they don't understand it. UK Daily Mail reportedly, this is where this began, months ago, 2 months ago now, almost three, in, you know, Karen Bass's L.A. This is where this started. They surround the building, the Black Bloc thugs. They outnumber the ICE agents inside because they are on the sidewalk and that is city property. The jurisdiction is the city. So they call 911. We know from the UK Daily Mail that the mayor, Karen Bass, personally went to the dispatch center to block any response to help them. In other words, giving the Black Bloc thugs time to, I don't know, burn the building down, kill some ICE agents, do whatever it is they do. I don't know. They're Democrats. So That is why people don't understand this. Trump has done a poor job of explaining this, extremely poor job, or his surrogates. We need to do better. That's why the guard went into L.A. It wasn't because we don't like protesters. It wasn't because we're, you know, against the Constitution or whatever. That's what started this. He had to protect the building and the people inside of it. And I'm afraid, Lee, that message is not getting out. I just pray that the American people saw Department of Homeland Security reports this weekend and understand, no, this is not Trump going after protesters to be mean.
Well, if they were watching CNN or MSNBC, they didn't see it. So
no, they didn't. Incredible things going on here, that things we've never seen before. I don't even know how I'm going to cram it all into one show. Violent Democrat protesters standing in between ICE and another Trende Aragua controlled apartment, like in Colorado, that they violently took over and appear to have been selling children out of. That's why they take these apartments over. Democrats demanding that the children be left with Trende Aragua. By the way, we found some of the 300,000 over the weekend. Do you realize, by the way, that in these midway blitz raids, Lee, that they've been doing Chicago and Portland, that ICE has recovered over 1,000 of those missing children?
Yeah, I can believe that. It's just that it's not going to be reported.
No. The Democrats are spinning. They know they're in trouble. They know these are the sex traffic kids. They know these are the kids that are kidnapped from their parents down in Guatemala at gunpoint, brought up here. God forbid you have a pretty daughter in Guatemala, age 11. They're going to steal her, bring her up here and sell her. At least they were until the border was closed, right? Democrats know all about it. Plus, the boys get taken and trained and used as foot soldiers. We saw that in New York, where those gangs of, 11-year-old, 12, 13-year-old are committing, terrible robberies, shooting people, right? That's who these kids are. That's how Trende Aragua is using them. Democrats claiming, oh, no, they zip-tied kids. Yes, the ones with Trende Aragua. We don't know who's a sex slave and who's working as an enforcer for the group. They use kids that way. And Dems are fine with it. They want it to continue. So, look, this is going to be a PR war. We're doing great on the ground, Wardley, but we need better surrogates. In fact, we need some surrogates, because Scott Jennings on CNN doesn't even work for the Trump administration, and he's doing it all by himself.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The nation's largest police union condemning reports that Chicago officers were told not to help ICE agents responding to a violent protest that took place on Saturday. The union calling it shocking and a violation of their duty. Quote, both the national FOP and the Illinois FOP believe that when an officer calls for assistance, you answer no matter what. The Chicago Police Department has disputed these reports.
Wow. Never seen this before in America. We've never seen this before in America. National Police Union, aghast. We've got these ICE agents, they're surrounded, they're calling for backup. Democrats never intended for anyone to leak, and we don't know who did it, to leak out of the dispatch center that they were holding back the police. Why is all of this happening? Let's get to that first. Before we get to the Fox News story about this, which is jaw-dropping. I've never seen it like this. And again, I asked the question on Friday, end of show, you know, what are we going to get to the point where, again, we've got dead ICE agents, we've got ICE agents being beaten, dragged out of their cars, because that's coming. And there's no police response. So it's actually really good news that this leaked out this weekend so Democrats can't continue lying about it while laughing and snickering and holding the police back. We got them dead to rights. We've got the internal dispatch report. We've got the audio. It's done. Thank God some patriot leaked it before some ICE agent gets killed for merely doing their job. We've never seen this before. Why is this happening? Because Trump has been too successful. They thought Trump administration's going to rot. We hate it. But look, we got 12 million new voters in here. He's never going to get them all out. Now we'll just wait till, you know, and we know a few Republicans will vote with us and we'll just amnesty them all. And then it's going to be one party system like China. They never thought he'd get them out. Folks, do you realize in 250 days, we've had 2 million deportations? He may get them out. And then who will vote for Democrats? And you already got almost 25% of black males, and they're like, yeah, I'm vote Republican. What? They can't win. Democrats cannot win. They need replacement voters. And they also need to keep in place the networks that brought them the replacement voters. That is why they are fighting the hardest for illegal immigrant criminals, gangsters, wanna by Interpol. You should see the list of who we caught. I've got that here. But let's stick with this for now. They are in a panic. In their minds, what they need are dead ICE agents. Because what they see is 151,000 applications for 10,000 spots. Folks, Tom Homan has talked about this. We've got police chiefs in retirement wanting to come out of retirement and humble themselves to work as street ICE agents. For the first time, frustrated Americans who are way overqualified for that job. And I'm talking, I mean, he's saying we've got sheriffs who are retired. They want to come out and do this. We got police commanders. Hey, let me go. Give me a mask because you got to cover yourself or the Democrats will kill you. Give me a mask. Give me a gun. I want to fight for my country on my soil. I want to take it back. 151,000 applications for 10,000 positions. This terrifies Democrats. They need a kill. I'm just going to spell it out for you. They do. And that's why they're holding back police. They need ICE agents or potential ICE agents all over the country to see ICE agents dragged out of their cars and beaten with no police response. Now, the good news is we caught them. We got them. We caught them. They were that order from the patrol captain in Chicago, do not respond. Let the violent agitators shoot them, beat them, have their way, because that's what they're doing. That was never supposed to get out. Now, they're lying about it, but you can't change the dispatch report. You certainly can't change the audio. So the reaction's rolling in. Headline, Fox News. National Police Union calls Chicago's refusal to help ICE agents a shocking violation of duty. We've never seen this before. The nation's largest police union condemned reports that Chicago officers were told not to help ICE agents surrounded by protesters, calling it shocking it is, and a violation of law enforcement's duty to protect fellow officers in danger. You bet it is. President of the, listen to this, National Fraternal Order of Police, that's the National Police Union, and the Illinois State Fraternity of Police, so that's the state of Illinois' police union, expressed shock at reports that Chicago's chief of patrol directed officers not to assist U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents as they were surrounded by protesters on Saturday. Okay, here's the good news. Here's the good news. Like I said, that report wasn't supposed to get out. Now people know. What are the Democrats going to do? They're going to double down on this and just go public with, yes, this is what we're doing now in sanctuary cities. When our protesters try to kill you, when the cartels try to kill you, you're on your own. Because that's what it's come to. Did you hear this? Folks, these cartels are so emboldened by the Democrats' protection of them, they are now openly putting hits out on particularly effective ICE agents. This is a war, okay? Here's Kristi Noem, head of the Department of Homeland Security.
Our intelligence indicates that these people are organized. They're getting more and more people on their team as far as attacking officers, and they're making plans to ambush them and to kill them. We have specific officers and agents that have bounties that have been put out on their heads. It's been $2,000 to kidnap them, $10,000 to kill them. They've released their pictures. They've sent them between their networks, and it's an extremely dangerous situation and unprecedented. So we've put protective detail around those individuals, change some of our operations to keep our officers safe. But make no mistake, this isn't just about, you know, protesting free speech or that they don't like that people out here are upholding the law of our country. They're actually going out there and saying, kill these people and we'll give you this much money to do it.
Democrats know this, okay? That's the other reason they're holding the police back. You don't know if that person surrounding them is just violent Black Bloc Antifa or cartel. This is ringing the dinner bell for the cartels. And wait to hear what else she said next.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Cartels so emboldened by the Democrats' protection of cartel operatives, because that's what this is ultimately about. that they feel comfortable putting bounties on the most effective ICE agents' heads. Folks, what have I told you for a long time, especially my Battleground America podcast listeners? By the way, get it wherever you find your podcast. You could just most easily go to our website, 989WORD.com. You'll always find Battleground America there, or pinned to the top of all my social media for your convenience. It hits about noon. What have I been seeing on my podcast, on this show? You're watching the merger of the Democrat Party and the cartels. I think if you guys hear this Ken Paxton audio one more time, you're going to kill me. You're just going to brain me.
He is cooperating, not just cooperating, but he's literally in partnership with these cartels. In the old days, they used to come and try to hide and run away from Border Patrol. Joe Biden's cut a deal somehow where these cartels transport people directly to the Border Patrol, and then they move them around the country. So we're in a terrible situation. Nothing like this country has ever seen before, and I fear the consequences of Joe Biden's decisions for the next years.
Hey, that was during the Biden term. This is Ken Paxton, Attorney General of Texas. This is the important part. You're seeing the cartel networks ripped out by the roots, and that is why Democrats and cartels are getting so violent.
They're taking federal law and dismantling it. And he's making up his own rules as we go that allow the cartels to gain a foothold, a strong, really strong foothold in the United States, not just in my state, but really across the, they're building a network across the country so that they can keep doing this well after Biden's gone.
And that's why you're seeing this.
Our intelligence indicates that these people are organized. They're getting more and more people on their team as far as attacking officers, and they're making plans to ambush them and to kill them. We have specific officers and agents that have bounties that have been put out on their heads. It's been $2,000 to kidnap them, $10,000 to kill them. They've released their pictures. They've sent them between their networks, and it's an extremely dangerous situation. And
and that is why you saw the Democrats hold back the police in Chicago. They didn't think they'd get caught. They want to give the cartels and their violent black blocs the chance to go to work on these ICE agents. This is an act of desperation. Again, they have seen 2 million of what were supposed to be their future voters removed in 250 days, 400,000 deported by just 1,500 ICE teams. That's incredible. And then another 1.6 self-deported. Just took the Trump deal. A lot of them, free plane ticket and $1,000 to restart your life for your trouble. So Kristi Noem, head of Department of Homeland Security, has asked, well, like who, okay, which cartels, what do you say, who's putting these bounties on these agents?
Secretary, I want to stay on the bounties. Who is issuing the bounties? I know that you guys are looking into groups like Antifa. Is it linked to that, or who is issuing these bounties? What do we know right now?
Well, I'm going to be careful what I say, because we have investigations going on, and these threats are out there. So I'm not going to give you specific officers, although they have been targeted towards specific officers and released their phone numbers or released their pictures. But it is gangs. It is cartel members and known terrorist organizations. So foreign terrorist organizations as deemed by the president, but also ones that we have known for many, many years. And they are making sure that they know which officers are out there and being extremely effective, and they want to take them down because they want to try to stop the operations that are going, that are keeping them from making money off their criminal networks.
Okay, so here's J.B. Pritzker, governor of Illinois, lying here about who the Trump administration has picked up. By the way, this is incredible. Think about this for a minute, okay? This is what it looks like when a cartel human smuggling and drug network gets ripped out by the roots. Just in the Chicago area of Illinois, they have picked up in Midway Blitz more than 1,000 illegals. Think about this. Who have criminal records beyond their immigration records. And a lot of these records are just jaw-dropping. Why? They're cartel infrastructure. That's why. So here's J.B. Pritzker, Democrat, lying.
They're raiding neighborhoods where instead of going after the bad guys, they're just picking up people who are brown and black and then checking their credentials. Are you a U.S. citizen? I don't know about you, but I don't carry around papers that say I'm a U.S. citizen. So you can imagine people are getting detained. They're getting arrested. U.S. citizens. And they did this, of course, when they raided a building in the middle of the night.
All right, we're going to get into that. That was a Trende Aragua gang raid. I'm going to get into that in a minute. I'm going to take it apart, put it back together, the lies that they're telling. We're going to break down all of their lies and why they're telling them this morning. Okay. This this 800 people, and it's now over 1,000 that they have picked up. Breitbart running down the list of who they were. And it's jaw-dropping. That not just that they could amass records like this in the United States of America and still be walking around in a sanctuary city, but that they're here at all. I don't even understand it. And the reason their records are what they are is because you're looking at cartel infrastructure. You're looking at gang infrastructure. I read some of this last week. Let me just give you an example of what Midway Blitz is picking up. It was named for Katie Abrams, who, with her friend Chloe, was killed in a hit-and-run drunk driving crash caused by an illegal alien. Okay, let me just give you an example. Cristobal Carias Masson, criminal illegal alien, El Salvador, convicted of statutory rape, fraud, aggravated felony, pending charges of assault, and failure to register as a sex offender. Stefan Cicerve, a criminal illegal alien from Austria, previously convicted of sexual assault, aggravated criminal sexual assault, aggravated criminal sex abuse, numerous sex predator in a public park offenses, child sex offender loitering. Then you go on down, Eduardo Sandoval Secundino, a criminal illegal alien from Mexico, convicted of 2 counts of driving under the influence of liquor, possession of methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, felony carrying a handgun while in possession of methamphetamine. So what are you looking at here? Okay, I know this is a crime reporter. When you pull the records of drunk drivers, what's surprising is that they usually have convictions for much bigger crimes. Grand larceny, methamphetamine. When you look at these, and I should put this up on X because it's over and over and over and over. Angel Galino Vivera is a criminal illegal alien from Mexico, convicted of armed carjacking, armed criminal action, driving vehicle without a license, possessions of a firearm by a felon. These guys are criminals. They're brought in by the cartel. They do their own crimes, but at the same time, they run the criminal network. Ricardo Pecundo Zambrano, criminal illegal alien from Mexico, convicted of theft and use of a vehicle in another crime. Why are they picking these guys up, more than 1,000 of them? Because this is a sanctuary city and they refuse to turn them over to ICE. This is the cartel infrastructure. You want to know what's terrifying about this and so sad? If you go and read down the list that Department of Homeland Security has released, I could do this for the rest of the show. This is the 1,000 they picked up. It is shocking how many of them have criminal convictions or charges for child sex abuse. Why? Why is it? Why is it? I mean, and it'll be like, you know, illegal immigrant possession of a weapon, they'll get that, and they'll get possession of methamphetamine, but then you'll also have the child sex abuse charges, statutory rape stuff. Like, why is that? Because these are the networks those 300,000 kids, a lot of whom were sex trafficked, moved through. Democrats know it. And so when, even if you're a bad guy with a history of assault and methamphetamine dealing and not caring if the fentanyl you're selling kills people, right? You're a bad dude. Even bad dudes, think about it, in prison, what? What do? They'll kill a pedophile. They'll beat a pedophile. You have to segregate them from the actual criminals, including murderers in prisons, because there's just no tolerance, right? It is very hard, even for the most hardened criminals, to abuse children like that and to see them abused. So how do you do it? You have to staff your human trafficking network with pedophiles. That's what they're picking up. By the way, as I told Lee earlier in the show, they picked up more than 1,000 children in Midway Blitz. 1,000 kids. And that's why the Democrats are out with their talking points this weekend. Oh, they zip-tied children when they raided that apartment complex. What apartment complex? Or the one trying to arrive is run. What? The one Tren de Aragua was running. Why do they take over apartments violently from their landlords, their owners? Sell children out the complex. That's what they do. It's how they make money. A lot of it's kidnap girls from Venezuela, else, you know, places that are to the south of us. Kidnap women, too, to some extent. And boys. They sell boys as well. That's what got picked up this weekend. So they're covering for this because they know what these networks were doing. And they don't care as long as the networks bring them their voters. Makes sense? And now the leaders, seeing their networks busted up by Trump, are threatening to kill the agents who are the best at it. Is this how they talk when they're amongst each other? Democrats barely batting an eye that Jay Jones, who's running to be the top law enforcement officer in Virginia, had a detailed extended text conversation with a Republican in which He described in detail his fantasy of murdering the then Republican Speaker of the House and his children. Because this is Democrats. This is Democrats. The Sunday shows, with the exception of Fox News, totally silent, complete media blackout of the Virginia AG candidate's murderous texts. This is sick, sick stuff. What happened was they had a African-American Democrat gentleman. He was, I guess, an elder statesman there in Virginia. He died. And they had a, you know, a hearing, you know, a celebration of his life, basically. And Jay Jones was outraged. She felt Republicans, who, as we know, are always racist, shouldn't be pretending that they're not racist to honor this guy or something. And that's why he sent the texts talking about just how he would like to murder the little fascists, his word, not mine. These are cute, adorable little children under the age of 10 at the time. The children of the speaker. And then the parents could watch, you know, watch them die. And he's texting this to one of his colleagues who finally is like, I can't take it. Stop texting me this, basically. Like, just this is disturbing. You want to know what disturbing is? Disturbing is when all that comes out. These are texts from 2022. You are running to be the top cop in the state. And not one Democrat leader calls for you to drop out and you don't lose a single endorsement. This is who they really are. These are the people who, when ICE surrounds border agents and cartels put $10,000 death hits on them, pulls the police back to let them get closer, that so they could do it. That's who they really are, and they got exposed this weekend. None of that was supposed to come out. It did.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.